This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Hudson police officer in Weld County shot and killed a 26-year-old suspect Wednesday following a car chase. According to county sheriff's deputies, the man was breaking into cars and homes in Kersey, a small town east of Greeley. Following a pursuit on Interstate 76, the suspect allegedly exchanged gunfire with a responding officer from Hudson. The man was pronounced dead at a hospital. With a triple threat of RSV, flu, and COVID-19 causing a lot of illness, public health officials are urging Coloradans to get a flu shot. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Just as respiratory infections are surging, many holiday gatherings are happening. Dr. Eric France, Colorado's chief medical officer, says flu hospitalization rates are higher at this time of year than any season in the last decade.
Getting your flu shot is a great first start. Washing your hands, using hand sanitizer, staying home if you're sick, all of those will help us not spread the flu to those who might be more at risk for serious outcomes.
France says he wears a mask in crowded indoor spaces to protect himself from respiratory viruses. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Amtrak and Winter Park Resort are offering an alternative to ski traffic gridlock. Tickets are now on sale for the Winter Park Express train between Denver and the Slopes. It'll run Fridays through Sundays starting in mid-January and through most of March. The train features a viewing car and lounge and follows much of the same scenic route as the California Zephyr. It'll depart Union Station at 7:30 a.m. and leave Winter Park at 4:30 p.m. after lifts close. Right now in Denver, it's 28 degrees and mostly cloudy. This is CPR News. It's 306.